What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Brought to you by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
Nothing better than letting the talent run the board. This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, and this is Inside the Clubhouse with Mr. Drew Wagner. Good morning, Drew.
As a journalist, I feel obligated to correct you. I am actually on my balcony enjoying my coffee because the clubhouse doesn't open for like another 6 hours.
What? I just thought you had like a cot in the clubhouse and you just snuck in there at all hours and did what you needed to do.
What's going on over there, Thunder?
That'd be horrible. It's too bright in there now. They remodeled it during the offseason.
That's fair.
I know they did not hire me to do the remodeling, so a little disappointed on that. But it's bright. Everything's very light and pleasant. And no, I like my cave, my fortress of darkness.
You'd rather be on a darkness retreat with your good buddy Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
I would do a darkness retreat. I actually would.
I do one every night, so I'm good. Get a nap, get some sleep. It's perfect. But Drew, how was your weekend? How was your 4th of July? Did you have a good one?
It was fine. It was apparently in the suburbs, everyone sets off fireworks, which don't get me wrong. I'm not against fireworks. I like them, and I think it's weak to go to the drone show instead. But I am very much against other people having joy and happiness. So, yeah.
You're against joy and happiness. I love that, Drew. You're one of my favorites. That's so great. Well,
he's,
I mean,
just giggling because he's heard this shtick for 25 years.
I love that.
That's why I giggled. That's why I giggled.
Drew, so then joy and happiness, we watched the Brewers take 2 of 3 down there in Florida. We got Woodruff back on Sunday. Kind of recap the weekend and, what that road trip looked like down there against the Florida Marlins.
It was good. They won the series. You come back, you're still 4 games out. You're still within striking distance. You can't really dwell on it, but that last homestand, those missed opportunities, like I talked about last week, they're kind of hanging there because he had a chance to wipe out that deficit, and now you're, back down 4, and the Cubs are playing really, really good, right? 11-0 winner last night over the Cardinals. Now you got a tough one coming up with 3 against the Dodgers. It's an important series. Last weekend was good, beating the Marlins, you got to do it. Getting Woody back in the box, that was a great day. Well, man, it's gonna be a hard one this week.
That's right. Yeah. So you mentioned Woody and Woodruff coming back. So what did you think about his outing? And what's kind of your expectation and excitement level for him being back in the rotation?
Well, it was just great to see. I mean, I've covered Woody since he's made his debut. He's probably one of the best pitchers the Brewers have ever had. He's also one of the best guys that the Brewers have ever had. I mean, there's no one that has anything, even me, there's nothing bad to say about Brandon Woodruff. He's a good guy. He's great to his teammates, great to the media, he's great to his wife and kids. He's just a good guy. But seeing him get back on the after all that he has been through, especially this year, it was really rewarding. There was a second there where I was just watching the game and watching a good guy do something that not a lot of people expected him to do. That was a huge boost, I think, for that team. As for moving forward, it's hard to say what to expect. You'd like to see him keep going out and shoving like that, but it's not always that easy. We're going to see how it goes. He's still pitching with a reconstructed shoulder. He's got a bunch of minor league starts under his belt, so obviously he can handle the workload, but where's the velo at? Where are these secondary pitches at? How effective is he being? How efficient is he being? That's going to be the report card moving forward. That's what we're going to be watching.
Yeah, exactly. Drew Wagner, Forbes Sport, our Brewers insider. I was saying that earlier as we were kind of, you know, getting excited about him being back on the mound, that this next game is kind of going to be more of the measuring stick than that first outing. Like, how does he recover? What's his response? Are we going to see all the movement and the great pitches that he has in his arsenal? Is that going to be able to carry forward? And, you know, obviously, I'm guessing, the excitement, the energy level, all of that. I bet he was pretty sore today. So it's going to be just getting that back, getting that shoulder right, and getting the mind right of getting in a rhythm back with this team and being back in the major leagues, throwing every 5 days. So is that kind of what you're looking at, too? Like, what does this next game look like? And where does that match up? So, like, 5 days, where will his next pitch be?
It'll be in Milwaukee.
Yeah. So then he gets to be home.
It'll be a little bit more hype. Yeah.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah. It'll be a good day. I gotta look at the schedule to see exactly what day it is. I think they have the off day Thursday, so I'm guessing it'll be Friday or Saturday. Man, get a ticket and go see that, because Woody is just, he's a good dude. And it's good to see him back at home.
Man, he must be one of the best if Drew Wagner is giving him that much love.
So right now they don't have a starter listed for Saturday. Friday potentially is Priester. So if they wanted to give Woody a couple extra days again here, that would make sense to have him go on Saturday. But that's not set in stone.
That can change. But I would assume then that he'll go Saturday and give him the off day and just bump everybody back.
Yep.
So, Drew, I mean, we talked about Chad Patrick getting moved down and, what that means. Obviously, don't want to necessarily see him back up in the lineup, in that bullpen, just because that means something happened with another one of the Brewers' pitchers. But is your expectation that we're going to see Chad Patrick up in major leagues again at some point this season, or do you think he's probably going to spend the rest of this year down in the minors?
I mean, you kind of hit it. If he's coming back, that means somebody got hurt, or someone got traded, or someone is faltering, or something.
So it's not a good situation.
I think Chad Patrick is likely to finish the year at AAA, unless they decide to maybe move him into a bullpen role just to kind of conserve his innings in this year. Because listen, he's pitched a lot. I'm pretty sure that he's well over what he pitched last year, or close to it. And they're going to try and manage that because he's established himself now as a big part of this team going forward. The future of this rotation is going to be Quinn Priester, Jacob Mizorowski, Dan Patrick, Logan Henderson. I mean, that's the rotation of the future. They're going to be very cautious with it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So, I don't know. For some reason, I have a funny question for you as I'm watching Wimbledon right now and watching Djokovic. Are you a tennis fan? Do you like watching tennis?
I've tried. I can't figure out the scoring. All those years in gym class, I like the grunting. I like that part of it.
I like the grunting.
I don't even know what any of that means.
So good.
Nailed it.
Yeah, the fake grunting is always a little funny, where it's like it feels like it's like 2 seconds after they hit the ball. But I found something interesting, and it's just, has to do with sports. And Molly and I, my wife, were sitting here talking about it because it was like Djokovic, for the first time ever, dropped a set 6-1. I don't know if that was the first time ever at Wimbledon or ever in his career. So he drops that first set. He's now won the second, like the two next sets. And like he won a point, and Molly was just like, gosh, it's concerning. Like he's, 34 like hits during this point. And she's just like, he's older, it's going to be tough. And like, but I saw his energy, and it was like, nope, he's about to win this match, because that just kind of fueled him. And it talks about, two athletes and how they view games and how they go through things. And so kind of as we are getting into the depths of this Brewers season, like, who do you think on that roster kind of brings that juice, that energy, that focus for this Brewers team? Like, who, obviously we know some of the leaders, but is there anyone in that clubhouse that is almost like a leader, or has that fire that nobody really expects to have.
You know, we've been discussing that all year long, because in the past it's been Willie Adams, that he is always the energy guy.
Yeah.
It's got to be organic. I think Jackson Furio brings a lot of that energy. I think Freddie brings a lot of that energy. But we haven't really seen, who that quote-unquote one guy is, who the energy guy is, who the spark plug is yet. And maybe they don't have that guy. Maybe it's just more of a communal thing, Not all teams have that one guy, because it's a very, very unique person that has that ability to bring that energy game in and game out.
For sure.
So I think it's more of like just an overall team. I don't think there's one guy that's the rah-rah guy. I think it's just the group as a whole that brings it every night.
Do they need a rah-rah-rah guy?
Yeah, like, I was going to ask that. Like, as in baseball,
like the way they had Willie. Do they need a guy who's should I volunteer to be a bench coach and just
hype man?
Yeah, be that hype man carrying the flag like I used to do at the Bradley Center for the Bucks.
I knew we were going to get a big flag reference.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know. I don't know if you really need that in baseball. I think it helps when you have it, but I really don't think baseball just isn't that kind of sport. I mean, it's a daily grind. It's a daily routine. It's great having a guy like that. He brings the temperature down. Keeps everyone relaxed, but I think they do a good job of, it's not like they're sitting there falling asleep in a dugout between innings, though. I could easily fall asleep during the innings in the press box. Some of these things are grinders. I think the energy is there. I don't think that's an issue with it. I really don't.
For sure. They got youthful energy. They got the right combination. Yeah, I am curious, what kind of teams, end up winning World Series? Are they teams that have that combination of that juice guy, the guy that's going to keep it light in the clubhouse through this, grind of 162 games, and that serious, focused leader that's just saying, all right, guys, let's get back to work. So, I would assume that's kind of the – that's always a good recipe for success in any sport. But let me ask you, because we talked about this earlier as well. What do you think about the All-Star game and the rosters? Is there anyone on this Brewers team that you think got snubbed and should have had consideration to be on that roster?
I think Frelick probably had a case to be made. There's a lot of good outfielders, though. I don't think there are any egregious snubs. The Brewers have a lot of good players. Do they have a lot of all-stars? Probably not. I think you'll see more guys sneak in there as others start to fall out or have injuries or this or that. The baseball all-star game is always so hard. It's such a popularity contest. It kind of defies logic sometimes. But I think they got it right by picking Freddie. I think that was a good way to go. I think if we get closer to the game, you might see other guys get a look. And again, I'm looking at Ed Frelick as probably a top candidate, maybe Bryce Durang.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. Drew Wagner, our Milwaukee baseball insider, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Certainly so much, and we know what the challenge is going to be this week with the Dodgers in town. So much is made of Mizorowski Kershaw tomorrow night that I'm guessing a lot of casual fans are skipping over. Yamamoto Peralta is a pretty big deal tonight. Those are two very, very good pitchers. I'm guessing you very infrequently see Freddy Peralta as an underdog at home. That's how good the Dodgers and that's how good Yamamoto has been. What do you see from this matchup and from the matchup, from the matchup with the Dodgers moving forward, knowing that next week, a week from today, the Brewers will be in LA facing the Dodgers again?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good matchup. And it's going to be a good test. Listen, man, the Dodgers are good. And this is going to be a hard, hard stretch of schedule. Why the Brewers had to make the most out of the run they just had. It's going to be tough. That's the best way to say it. But I'm with you, and I'm really excited to see Yamamoto and Peralta go toe-to-toe. Hopefully we get the good, efficient, effective Peralta and, you know, works deep into a game for a change. But that is a sneaky sleeper in this series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you think that's kind of where we're at in the season? Some of these starters are, you know, might start trying to are they going to let them go a little deeper into games? You know, get an extra inning or two just to grind it out, or you know, are we still at a point where it's like, all right, let's get our good five and then, you know, expect the bullpen to come in and clean everything up?
I don't see much changing in terms of philosophy, because they're just going to go by, you know, how stressful those innings are, how stressful the pitchings are, how effective he's being. You know, if Freddie is at 88 pitches going and we're through five, you know, I doubt they're bringing him back.
Just shutting him down, yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, it doesn't really behoove anybody. Would you rather have a guy who's throwing his last 20 pitches or a guy who's just coming out there? You know, it'd be nice if he could cruise through. If he can cruise through five innings on, you know, 50-some pitches and go deep, well, the pitcher dictates that. You know, with a lot of these veteran guys, they'll dictate it. If he's pitching through traffic a lot, if he's pitching with guys on a lot, you know, those are stressful innings. You know, they might at that point just say, all right, time to make the switch. I mean, Freddie's got to come out and be on the attack. He can't nibble. When Freddie nibbles, that's when he gets into trouble. That's when he's walking guys. That's when his pitch count starts going up. So guys are following stuff off left and right and jacking the pitch count up. You know, he's got to be on the attack from pitch number one. He's got to be pounding the zone and getting guys out. That's how Freddie has to go to work deep in the games.
I love that. Big fish, not a little minnow. I totally understand that. So like, my last question before we let you go, Drew, is just we were talking about Jackson Chourio. He was batting in the four spot yesterday. You know, had a solid outing. Where do you think he fits best, you know, in that lineup? Do you like him in that four spot? Because they've been moving him around quite a bit. So where do you think his best spot is?
I think they're still figuring that out. You know, he's still a young guy. He's still figuring out who he is as a baseball player. I like putting him, you know, down in the cleanup spot as a chance to drive in some runs and have some success with it. Because especially with Rhys Hoskins out, you know, you're kind of low on guys that can do damage. So I think that makes sense from that perspective. But I think they're still trying to figure out where the best spot is for him.
Totally agree. All right, Drew. Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, our Milwaukee baseball insider. Really appreciate you jumping on, Drew. Glad you had a good weekend, and we'll catch you again on Thursday.
Sounds good, boys. You take care.
All right.
Thank you, Drew. That's Drew Wagner. Again, as Mason mentioned, our Milwaukee baseball insider. And, you know, I think it's going to be – I'm excited for the Dodgers. Six of the next nine are against the Dodgers. They've got three – at home against the Dodgers, then a day off on Thursday. Friday, the Brewers will host the Nationals, who just fired everybody, by the way.
Yeah,
the Nationals
yeah,
just cleaned
that.
House.
That was crazy.
So hopefully, you know, the Brewers, whatever they do against the Dodgers, can at least win two out of three, if not sweep the Nationals. But then they go straight back out to L.A. So six of the next nine games against the Dodgers will be a very nice test. The Dodgers with the best record in the National League, one game behind Detroit for the best record in all of Major League Baseball. Like that's what we're here for, right? Like, what are we doing if we don't want to test ourselves against the best, Mason?
That's all we want. That's all we want. And hey, I did, you know, and I wasn't my best just now because I did not say thanks to Drew Wagner for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Yeah,
that's
I jumped the gun there. You know, I tried to close it out, and I just, you know, I missed a pitch there.
You know,
I missed
one. You know what? It happens. But yeah. You reset yourself. You stepped out of the batter's box.
Yep.
You took a deep breath, and you got right back in there. Yep.
And then I hit a home run.
Yeah, you did, and that's why we all We all love you and know we can count on you.
Thank you.
Speaking of love, we're going to talk Karen Crosby when we come back.
Ooh.
We're going to talk about festivities at the Crosby compound. We're going to talk about the best thing you ate all weekend because we got asked the food question, right?
Yep. And
we'll talk a little U.S. men's national team, a little S-O-C-C-E-R, because we're American and we call it soccer.
That's right. Only soccer in America.
That's right. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. The Mason Crosby Show is presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Soccer USA. Next.